Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I am a fraud supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
Yes, I have a charge on my bank account for a Dyson, which I didn't purchase.
Okay, can we start with your, can you verify your first and last name, please, to make sure I have the correct account, sir?
Wolfgang Mossberg, M-A-A-S-B-E-R-G.
Thank you, sir. And it's a good address, the 16912 South Ridge Lane, Austin, Texas.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And I do see this is for the Bites Hub. It is an app that gives you healthy recipes, easy to follow workouts to get in shape. I do see your account has been canceled. It does look like someone entered a sweepstakes, a drawing, possibly for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And when they did, this app came along with it. Do you recall doing that, sir?
No.
Okay.
I don't need a vacuum cleaner, nor do I do exercise or anything like that.
Okay, yes, sir. And we do take fraud very seriously. We'll be glad to work with your local authorities. Have them verify the IP address of the device that was used to make this purchase. I do see where we can go ahead and refund you your $59.89. It will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. The account is canceled, and there'll be no further charges whatsoever. Would you like a confirmation number?
Yes.
Okay. It's going to be C as in Charlie, 9207359949.
That is C9207355. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
949?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with today, please?
No. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for calling customer service. Have a great day, please, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you.